Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, whenever and wherever you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also over on Parler, the Captain's America Third Watch, and don't forget Twitter at Captain's America and our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the first time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God is our great, great, great Republic was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a lot of things going on right now. The most important thing that came out of yesterday was the Pennsylvania judge who ordered the Secretary of State to stop counting ballots after the deadline that she changed 2 days before the election, which she overstepped her authority on, according to this judge, and constitutionally violated the law in Pennsylvania. So it looks like as if those votes that are being counted, especially the ones after 8 p.m. election night, not one of them is going to count.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And, of course, the idea of who is in charge to be able to sort of make up laws on the fly, I mean, these are the kinds of things that I think are going to be, you know, struck down as we're seeing. And I think, generally speaking, the public across the highways and byways would agree that, you know, if only the legislature can make the laws, then only they should do it, and you can't have people sort of making it up as they go along. That just seems to be common sense. But, you know, Captain, it depends on how many votes are actually going to be thrown out.
Well, I think I have an idea on that, and I'm going to stop you right there, because at the time that this happened, Donald Trump was ahead by just a little bit more than 200,000 votes.
Right, right.
So if that's the case, and now he's down by 12 or 13,000, that's about 215 or 20 or 30,000, somewhere in that range. That's about how many votes we're talking about that got dumped after the fact.
Exactly. And with all the other things that we are seeing and hearing about, it is really just amazing to me, Captain. Well, I mean, I understand why, but in a world where you have a bunch of people saying that they're journalists and that they want to get to the truth on things, remember, truth over facts or whatever it is, This is the biggest story of the century so far in terms of the shenanigans that have gone on, and at the very least, the media should be running this down, but they're not. It seems like they're all just sort of going in a particular direction when there are legitimate questions. We're not talking about some kind of partisan idea here, but we're talking about the very fact that people have to have the confidence that the election was true and accurate.
Well, the thing of it is you've got Michigan, you've got Wisconsin, you've got the votes that are there. Obviously, Wisconsin was come from behind. He had been ahead. Michigan, there were votes that were dumped there. We believe that that's another area. But what we're talking about there is something totally different. That was the Dominion voting system, especially in Michigan. And we also found out yesterday from the Texas Attorney General, Mr. Paxton, that on three separate occasions, Texas tested the Dominion voting system, and it failed all three times. So they did not use the Dominion voting system in the state of Texas.
Well, precisely. And again, the more that we hear about this, the more that we find out about the Dominion voting system, it really should be making people, you know, pretty upset. You know, this is such a flawed thing that, again, we've now trusted literally the future of our nation and in many ways the future of the world to these kinds of things and these different connections that there are to different political players. It's just unconscionable.
Well, the president's team believes that he lost 2.7 million votes through the Dominion voting system.
Right, right. And you better believe, Captain, if those votes, if they thought they were switched for Biden,
well,
or this kind of thing, or switched from Biden, this would be a major critical mass story.
Well, here's the problem. He better be able to prove that, or
right.
He can say it all he wants, but if they can't prove that, there's no court in the country that's going to accept that as just hearsay evidence. It's not going to work that way. He needs to prove that statement, and if he can't do that, then it's a non-statement.
Well, that's true. But, you know, we have some pretty heavy hitters out there, Captain. For example, Sidney Powell, who represented General Flynn. You know, she's out there making some pretty heavy-duty statements. And I think a lot of people would think that she wouldn't be saying such things if she didn't have good reason to do that. So,
well, that comes from General Thomas McInerney. And, again, he's made a lot of statements, too. But where is the physical proof? Where are the numbers? We don't see it. So therefore, it's just a he said, she said thing so far.
Right, right. But stay tuned. Hopefully, we're going to get more information on that.
Yep, and hold that thought. And, folks, we'll be right back with more information for you. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. You know, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 with your windshield replacement when you tell them that I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. And you get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 dropped right in your hand at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put in your hand. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, right on cue. All righty, and of course, folks, we are talking about all things pertaining to where we're going to go here. Obviously, is there enough time to get this done for the president? Well, he's running out of time. Can it be done? Yeah, never say never. By the way, in Georgia, I got asked again for the phone numbers. Remember last night, Kyle, we gave him the numbers?
That's right, yeah.
So let me start with the voter fraud number for the Trump campaign. That number is 888-503-3526 for the Trump voter fraud line, 888-503-3526. That's for anywhere in the country. Now, the state of Georgia, here's the number for the Secretary of State. Of course, the Secretary of State is the one that runs the elections in Georgia. That number is 404-656-2781. That number again for the Georgia Secretary of State, 404-656-2781. Now,
Captain, I think it's 2871 on their, looking at their website here.
It's 2871?
Yeah, 404-656-2871.
Well, then I gave the wrong number to everybody last night, too, because that's the number I had.
Oh, no. Well, hopefully, good we can correct it. I just happened to pull it up as you were saying.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did that, because that's the number that I've been telling everybody since last night. All right, 2871. Let me make a note of that. All right, so I'll do this again and correct it. The Georgia Secretary of State, the number is 404-656-2871, correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Pennsylvania officials have asked a judge to toss out the Trump ballot suit. In the meantime, that did not happen. What happened instead was the judge in Pennsylvania told the Secretary of State that she superseded her authority by extending the invitation without doing it correctly through the legislature. So it looks like those votes are going to get tossed out.
Well, it looks that way, and again, as they go through, and even as they do these hand recounts and so forth, that's going to be very important. Unfortunately, hand recounts don't typically change elections per se. But again, Captain, I've always been saying here as we go along that this is not a garden variety election season. It is 2020. I think anything can happen, but there's got to be something that gets the ball rolling. And what's really interesting to me is that, again, we're not seeing this story really be pursued. I mean, this is Pulitzer Prize material here in order to try to get to the bottom of some of these things. And you're right, Captain, but there has to be irrefutable proof.
Yep.
You know, you have to have these election officials be able to identify a problem, backtrack it, figure out where ballots got changed, or in some cases, ballots were invalidated, but no opportunity was given to the voter to actually fix that prior to the election. So I think Kayleigh McEnany was commenting on this earlier, saying that this was essentially an equal protection kind of a situation as well. So there are these different avenues. But whether or not it amounts to actually changing the election, we'll have to see. But it's also interesting to me too, Captain, that, you know, you have so many people out there, who are finding out that, you know, maybe their deceased relative cast a vote and so forth. So, you know,
their cat or their dog.
So there's got to be a mechanism, and to sort of just be silent about this is really, really telling. We're just supposed to go along with a particular narrative, but right now, I mean, the actual perspective on the election should be, we don't know.
Okay.
Only because things are going on.
All right, let's go over to the telephone lines here. Let me see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's Google Larry. I'm on the road from the state of Florida.
Yep, what's up?
Hey, the Dominion machine. Now, obviously, Trump fired it because he's got complete control of the Pentagon. And what I was hearing is that they're looking at something so different than the Pentagon was the mainstream media telling us. And Pompeo knows it. That's why he was a little, however you want to say. I mean, well, he came out and said the other day we all saw it. If this is true with Dominion, which now, remember, if the Clintons have got their hand in this, and Venezuela and Cuba have money into this, so, you know, this is not sounding good already. If he's going to come out and say that, I mean, he is the president of the United States. If this is true, even if they do recounts and audits, won't it be a completely different count if that's true, if it changed the vote? Because you have to mark who you're voting for, and it goes into the machine. So if the machine is going to relay who you voted for and change it, when they do the count in the state, they're going to do hand counts. They're still going to say that Trump got the votes, but the machine is saying that he didn't. Right?
What he did in Michigan was it took 6,000 votes away from a state assembly candidate, a state legislative candidate, and they caught it. And then suddenly when they ran it again the second time, it gave the 6,000 votes back to the candidate.
Right. So how much of this do they know that we don't know that they're not telling?
They're saying that it's cost Trump 2.7 million ballots, but they have to be able to prove it. They can say it all day long, but if they can't prove it, it means nothing in a court of law.
I guess I'm
going to
hope for the best.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're chopping in and out of me. I mean, you've been kind of going in and out, so you must be in a bad area, but I'm going to let you go. But thanks a lot for the call. All right, Liberal Larry, and his phone was a little bit wavy there, wasn't it, Kyle?
Yeah, it was getting a little hard to hear him. But
yeah, I could hear him, but I had to really pay close attention, and I turned it up a little bit for the people to hear. Now, the Senate next week has one more shot at doing what for President Trump?
What's that?
Appointing more judges that he's nominated, federal judges.
Okay, well again, and that's... You know, no matter what happens, having been able to appoint as many judges as he has...
Over more than years, anybody ever.
That's right. That is where a legacy is. That's the foundation, really, of a presidential legacy in many respects. Because, again, we all know, as soon as President Trump came out with a policy, you'd have the left going over and do what they call judge shopping, looking for a favorable, quote-unquote, judge in order to put a stay on the president's order, this kind of thing. So even years after a president, any president leaves office, their influence can still be felt, not only on the U.S. Supreme Court, but in the federal bench as well.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is we have... people that are expecting to get something done from a relief standpoint, and that's just not going to happen. The stimulus bill and all that, you won't see that until January after President, whoever the next president is, gets inaugurated. Okay, one more call here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kate. I'm in Fulton County in Atlanta.
Okay.
Would you give that fraud number again for Trump?
Sure. It's 888-888. 503-3526.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. And that's one of our listeners in Atlanta there, Kyle.
Absolutely. Well, you know, this is a lot going on, obviously, in Georgia, not only with the presidential election, but coming up on these runoff elections. And America is literally going to be focused. There's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars that are going to pour in for ads and political things like that. So, this is going to be a major, major showdown.
Yeah, well, when we come back, and by the way, I'm also going to give you the Georgia Secretary of State's number, which is for the Georgia election, the state election. That would be 404-656-2871. 404-656-2871. That's the Georgia Secretary of State for any questions you have there with your state regulations when it comes to voting there. By the way, when we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you what the latest scheme is with the Democrats, what they're telling people. Georgia's going to get pretty busy, pretty crowded here if what happens happens with what we found out about yesterday. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Eta is heading back out to the Atlantic Ocean after dropping several inches of rain on the Carolinas and Virginia and bringing severe flooding to North Carolina. At least 7 deaths have been attributed to this storm, including 3 people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Flooding has closed roads and washed out bridges, and dozens of people have had to be rescued as floodwaters quickly rose. With coronavirus cases spiking across the country, news that drug maker Pfizer is close to an effective vaccine has been a great relief. But what does that mean for the economy? Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says, not much just yet. At a forum for the European Central Bank, he said it's too soon to know what effect a vaccine truly will have.
And from our standpoint, it's just too soon to assess with any confidence the implications of the news for the path of the economy, especially in the near term. And I would say with the virus now spreading, the next few months could be challenging.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Alaroot from Newsmax TV and the one-hour radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And don't forget to check out Wayne Alaroot's new book called Trump Rules. Trump Rules over on Amazon. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. And the injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. Now, since they opened their doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients, with offices across Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Now, their legal firm has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans, to help you out with your claims. Also, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect that you deserve. Now, whether or not you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, a slip or fall on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation that you deserve. You can check them out at their website, farrahandfarrah.com. That's F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or call their number, their helpline, where you will get a live person 24-7 at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Farrah & Farrah. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So, If the president gets Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina with the 217 that he currently has, because they gave him the three from Alaska, that only gives him 268. He still has to have another state.
That's true.
And that would mean he'd have to flip Michigan or Nevada.
Michigan or Nevada, exactly.
So that's where we're at with all this.
Yeah, that's right. Now, of course, in Michigan, this is where they've been using the Dominion voting system, where they found, or at least we've heard of irregularities.
Well, we know. Let me stop you because I got to correct that because we have to be right with this when we say this stuff. In Michigan, they actually had one area that had 6,000 votes get flipped for a Republican candidate to a Democrat candidate, and when they went back and ran it the second time, it flipped the votes back, mysteriously, to the Republican candidate.
Well,
that's how we know that there's something wrong.
Well, that's right. And under any circumstances, under any other situation, that would be enough to want to dig into these machines. And, I mean, I can see it now, Captain. You know, a team of experts is being dispatched to figure out the Dominion machine problem. But, you know, we're just not hearing about that kind of thing. And if you're interested in trying to get to the bottom of it, you're kind of seen as a fringe person or that kind of thing. And that's very, very concerning because Americans value truth, I think, above all things. And, again, people are willing to accept election results. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
But even for a President Biden, let's say, he needs to be able to have the ability to feel that the American people accept this wholly in the sense that that it was for real. Yeah.
Okay. The progressive leftists in Georgia are asking people to move to Georgia to increase Democratic votes for the U.S. Senate runoffs. There's just one problem with all this.
What's that?
That tactic might be a felony under current Georgia election laws.
Well, and certainly, you know, that has to be dealt with. And also, by simply talking about this, Captain, you're doing a great service because you're shedding the light on this kind of thing.
Well, I'm sure the people in Georgia aren't hearing this.
No, well, exactly. And right now there are people listening to us in Georgia who are going to be perhaps very surprised by this. So they need to also, you know, contact their officials, make their voice heard to their governor, whomever.
The Secretary of State. The governor won't return the calls, remember?
Yeah, that's true. But
so, again, here comes the number. We're going to give it to you for the Secretary of State. Tell them what I just told you. Tell them what I just said about the fact that the progressive leftists are actually out there on television, on radio, in print, on the social media sites, telling people they want them to move to Georgia to register to vote, even though they'll only be there temporarily, to increase the Democratic votes for the U.S. Senate runoffs. Now, this problem that they're finding right now is the encouragement of that might be a felony offense.
Well, and again, you know, it's as if, Captain, we've stepped into a twilight zone where just, you know, literally anything goes in the 2020 elections, and that just can't be right because we're setting alarming precedents, but we're also, at the very same time, damaging our very republic, perhaps irreparably.
Yeah, and the Secretary of State's number in Georgia, 404-656-2871. That's 404-656-2871. And if you know of any voter fraud and you want to report it to the Trump people, the Trump voter fraud number is 888-503-3526. That's 888-503-3526. Well, speaking of Georgia, Stacey Abrams said she's intending to run for the Georgia governorship again in 2 years.
Wow. Well, good luck with that. She's been portrayed as this rising star of the party, but I have to admit I don't really see it. I don't know why, but she didn't seem to be a great candidate all around. And but again, this is all part of, you know, you sort of make things up and try to get the people to go along. But, we'll have to see how things shape up for her on that.
Now, I forgot to mention this to Wayne Allyn Root because I had it buried in my talking points for tonight. But there's something else that happened in Nevada which might change some things. Senator Lindsey Graham announced yesterday that Nevada's signature confirming machines, where they verify your signature, were not working in Nevada.
That is, I heard a similar story. Is this where they weren't working because they weren't trained and also because they drew too much power out of the system?
They weren't turned on. They kept blowing fuses.
Yeah, they kept blowing the fuses.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so again, what happens is that is damaging to all the voters who cast legal votes. And if the other votes can't be verified and they dilute the legal vote.
Yeah.
Because we can make these safe assumptions.
All right, hang on again. We got another caller here. Let me go back here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hi there.
And I actually talked to you guys last night. I'm the one that's blind.
Okay.
I thought you were kind enough to give me the information about the Secretary of State.
How did you make out? How did you make out?
They said that they definitely got my vote. They definitely got my vote. I don't know what was on it, if this other system is going to mess it up, but a Dominion system, because they do use that in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
They definitely said I got the vote. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for letting us know that. And, let us know if anything else changes up there, okay?
I promise you I will. Thank you so much, Captain.
Thank you.
Kyle for me.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. Okay, now we quickly got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Clearwater.
Yeah.
If your DNA turns up all over a crime scene and your chances of beating the rap is slim and none, is a DNA test 100% accurate? No. But statistically, the chance of beating it is so small that it's almost impossible. I mean, it's a given statistic-wise. I'm the same way that if you figure all the thousands of ballots that turned in Pennsylvania for Biden that voted just for him, and there's thousands of those, and there's less than 1,000.
You're talking about the undervotes where all they did was vote for Biden.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an undervote. That's an undervote. And in most states, those undervotes would be set off to the side and be called conditional ballots.
Right. But that much lopsidedness, it's a mathematical impossibility.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's the same as a DNA test. I mean, it's you're talking about, well, you have to predict. Ballots themselves don't have to prove it. The preponderance of evidence in the statistics is also needs to be factored into it.
All right. Appreciate that. Okay, that's James in Clearwater. Well, Kyle, your thought on that one?
Well, sounds like he's following the science on that. Talking about mathematical impossibilities, it's time that we, take a look at these things
and
make sure that we know for sure what happened.
But in most states, those are called an undervote, and it becomes a conditional ballot because you can't just cast a ballot. You can, but it doesn't mean it's going to count. You cast a ballot for just one person and turn it in. That's very suspect. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back. Truckers Highway and Bible Report on the horizon. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, and she's listening to us. She and her husband Don run the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton. They stable horses in there, and they also train people to ride and do the English stuff and all that, the different type of equestrian riding in there, as well as country riding too out there on the range that they got. They got a pretty good size spread there. But we are going to get started here on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report because it's brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. If you're out there in the highways and byways, pull on in there. Get yourself a hot cup of coffee on us. Say, hey, man, I was listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and they were talking about you, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. But in the meantime, become a member of the Drivers Club where you can get points for buying fuel, for buying food, for buying stuff in the travel store, whatever, and use them down the line for whatever, or you can use them to get things in the driver's club. So there you go. Now, here we go. Get ready.
Your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
All righty, that's the Georgia Satellites. That's a good song to play here when we got everything we're talking about going on in Georgia with the election and whatnot. The Georgia Satellites and Don't Give Me No Lies and Keep Your Hands to Yourself. Right, Kyle?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's a good thing to play in a night like this when we got a lot of stuff going on in Georgia. All right, here we go. I'm going to read the weather statement, turn it over to Kyle. The center of Tropical Storm Etta will pass just offshore the coast of South and North Carolina through Friday. There's definitely some weather along the shorelines there and some rain up through the central part of North Carolina and Virginia up towards Washington, D.C. and Richmond tonight. Be advised of that. Widespread minor to moderate and scattered major river flooding is occurring in the wake of Etta all the way still back down to Florida. And coming up, western U.S., we've got another big storm out there coming in with the winter storm that's still going on and the winter weather driving that's still going on through the Rockies, the Sierra Nevadas, and the Cascades. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain. Lots of precipitation coming in with that storm in Pacific Northwest as it makes its way through Idaho and into Montana and so forth. So the word of the day, of course, is going to be wind as well. We've got wind advisories all over the place. We've got wind advisories near Bakersfield, California. We've got wind advisories up in the northern part of Nevada, Carson City, Reno, and high wind warnings, as a matter of fact, near Reno. And again, these are going along with these winter storm warnings as we travel through Oregon. We've got a winter storm warning as you come up through the 5 freeway there, Interstate 5 through Eugene, Salem, Portland, into Seattle. Winter storm warning all east of those locations, but pretty much encompassing that whole area. Also, winter weather advisories, basically covering the state of Washington, all through northern Idaho. Wind warnings there as well. And also in Montana, high wind watch if you're in the Great Falls area. Also the Helena area, lots of wind there. Going down in the Yellowstone area in Wyoming, another high wind watch. So you kind of get the pattern here. It's really reaching all across these western states, and you've got either winter storm and coming with high winds as well. A little bit of a difference, a different story near Colorado Springs in Colorado. Fire weather watch going on there tonight, Captain. And in New Mexico, you guessed it, high wind watch in the eastern part of the state there, Santa Fe, Albuquerque area.
Yep, same with the panhandle out there, Amarillo, overthrow about 30, 40 miles of Oklahoma on down through Lubbock, Texas, down that way, and over to the east part of Oklahoma. If you're going up I-44 out of Tulsa towards Joplin, you're going to have a freeze warning, frost warning and freeze warning also going over into the western part of Arkansas to include Fort Smith and Fayetteville. You got some heavy fog in Alabama tonight. If you're going up 65, let's see, Birmingham east-west, I-20, 65 north of Birmingham, south of Birmingham, down towards Montgomery, and then 85. It looks like as if, let's see, no, that's not 85, that's 59. There's fog on 59 right now. And again, Etta, out to sea, headed out to sea, but it's leaving a wake of flooding and all sorts of advisories when it comes to not just flash flooding, but also flood watches. And still in Florida, we've got flooding there, but it will start to dry out a little bit more today. It started a little bit yesterday. The tide subsided, water went out. But I'll tell you what, Kyle, when I went over the bridge down here to Bradenton to have lunch at Mixon's Fruit Farm, it was very obvious why they had the road closed, because you had debris, you had all sorts of stuff from where the water came over the road on the other side of the bridge on the south side, Manatee County, and obviously it would have been impassable at one time based on what I saw. So there you go.
Wow. I mean, that's really, really heavy duty. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. In the meantime, we've got Denise Simon on the line. We're going to bring her in right now. What's going on in Georgia right now when it comes to all the counting and stuff? Because I've been getting a lot of calls from Georgia tonight.
Well, they're going to a full recount. And we've got an awful lot of Republicans that are making their way into Georgia that will be canvassing the entire state. Some pretty heavy hitters from Marco Rubio has already been there, Nikki Haley. We've got several in the Senate. We've got some even in the House that are going there. So the pressure is on. They need to, gauge this thing and not put all their resources in up front, because this runoff isn't until January. But I think the Democrats have raised around $250 million already for this race. And that doesn't include what was already spent. So this is going to become the two most expensive Senate races in history by a wide margin.
Well, here's something interesting that came to light yesterday. It seems the progressive leftists down there in Georgia want folks to move to Georgia, temporarily anyway, to increase the Democratic voter base. They want them to come down there, register to vote, and then they don't care if they stay or not in the Senate races. Now, that tactic in Georgia is actually going to put some people in big trouble, because it's a felony.
Well, you have to, I think, be a resident for 30 days prior to voter registration. Andrew Yang, former presidential candidate, had said that he and his wife are doing that.
Mm-hmm. But if you come in there, my understanding is you encourage people to come in there and do that for the simple reason of voting, that it could be a felony charge, that the person that does that encourages that, whether it's a party official or the party itself advertising in a magazine, which, by the way, this is out on social media, it's on radio, it's on television, I'm hearing it all over the place right now.
I don't know what's necessarily illegal about it. People have the free right to move. We may not necessarily like it. Now it depends upon, you know, what other tactics are fully in there. So,
alrighty, hold that thought, folks. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Pennsylvania, going to be talking about Michigan, going to be talking about the Dominion voting system. A lot of stuff going on here. It's coming fast and furious, pardon the pun, right around the country, all over the place. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back.
Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.